I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. And we are coming up on tax filing season. Now, most of the changes from the new law will go into effect next year. But there are some things you ought to think about right now. So investment advisor and accountant Jonathan Gerber has five things you need to know about the new law. Number one, what happens to most people's income tax rates?
For most Americans, their effective tax rate went down. But for those of us living in states with high tax rates, our rates may have gone up. This is because we previously had a state income tax deduction. We could deduct our state income taxes from our federal income taxes, but that's now gone. At the end of the day, you have to sit down and do the math to see if your taxes will be higher or lower under the new law.
Okay, so number two, how's this going to play out for small businesses?
This is probably the most misunderstood part of the new law. Small business owners whose business is organized as a C corporation, partnership, or a sole proprietorship will be able to deduct 20% of the flow-through income from that business on their personal income tax returns. The purpose behind this is to put these small businesses in line with the new lower corporate tax rates for larger corporations. However, the deduction is capped at $57,000. Again, it's complicated.
Number three, estate taxes. Some pretty big changes there, huh?
Yes. Taxpayers can now leave as much as $11.2 million per person, or $22.4 million per couple, completely free of estate tax upon death. Because of this much higher tax limit we have today, many people are doing what's called upstream gifting, where they're actually transferring their investments to the older generation, so that when that older generation dies, the younger generation can re-inherit the amount free of estate tax. This is basically a mechanism that allows taxpayers to lower the amount of their investment subject to capital gains and to take advantage of the temporarily high $22.4 million per couple exclusion of estate tax. We're seeing all kinds of creative plans being discussed.
Number four, does it still make sense to itemize deductions?
It still depends on what your personal expenses are. The standard deduction has gone up a lot under the new law, nearly doubling. You now get an automatic $12,000 standard deduction if you're single and $24,000 if you're a couple. And the deduction for state and local taxes is now limited to $10,000. So, assuming you pay at least that much in state and local taxes, you'd be looking for another $14,000 in deductions to exceed the $24,000 threshold for a couple. Now, with a much higher standard deduction, a lot of people who should have itemized in the past are not going to be itemizing under the new law.
And number five, what about writing off donations to charity?
Since most Americans will no longer benefit from itemizing their deductions, the tax benefit from charitable giving for those Americans will essentially go away. There are, however, a few ways around this. The first is for those who are over 70 and a half years old and have IRA accounts. They can use their required minimum distributions and direct it to charity instead of their own checking accounts. In this way, the distribution doesn't register as income and avoids income taxes altogether. The second approach applies at any age, and that is to lump several years' worth of charitable donations into a single year and put this money into a donor-advised fund. This allows the taxpayer to take the deduction for the full amount in the year of the donation, getting them to a level where they are itemizing for just that 1 year, and then to dole out the funds from the donor-advised fund over the subsequent 3 or 4 years to organizations they do wish to support when they're not itemizing.
That was accountant Jonathan Gerber with five things you need to know about the new tax law. Is there something you want to know five things about? Tell us what subject to tackle. Our email is weekend@marketplace.org.